And now the conclusion of this Live and Local interview. You are an Alaskan Athabascan. Can you explain your background and your growing up before being able to go off to eventually Harvard Medical and then landing right here at UNMC?
Well, I like to say that I have such a mixture of different races, and everything that my ancestors had in common was that they were nomadic and they intermarried. So, you know, I moved around quite a bit. I always went home to Alaska for summers, which I don't think they let you do this anymore, but starting at age 5, I would fly by myself from Boston to Alaska.
That's quite a journey.
Yeah, at the time, you know, you had to stop in Chicago and change planes, Seattle and change planes, Anchorage and change planes, and then Fairbanks. So, you know, at a very young age, I learned that home was more of a feeling than an actual place, and that you need to move around.
Oh, that's
you go where the opportunities are.
Sure. So obviously in your upbringing, or at least through the example of your mom, education is the key and the core to success as a person, right?
Absolutely.
What do you hope to do or accomplish in this newly created position?
What I hope to do is really bring together two worlds that haven't necessarily gelled. So academia is a very unique world. I don't care where you came from or what your background is. There is a culture to academia that we all adjust to. And it doesn't necessarily, I mean, it really is its own world. It doesn't necessarily mesh with community work. It can, of course, and many people are excellent at it, but it takes extra work. So I really want to combine the power of what academia can accomplish, the resources, especially here at UNMC. We have world-renowned, especially infectious disease efforts, combine that potential with the community priorities for tribes in Nebraska, in the U.S., and potentially internationally.
Have you started, or do you see yourself meeting with the leaders of different tribes in order to open lines of communication, that type of thing?
Absolutely. And unfortunately, we're in the midst of another COVID surge. This Delta variant is not messing around. So I don't know that we'll have to... how much more in-person meetings we can do. However, I did meet with the Nebraska Native Commission, and I've had several other encounters or just starting to make those introductions. A lot of the work, though, that I want to do to start with is to really understand what's happening at the University of Nebraska around efforts to improve the health of Native Americans, really get my house in order so that when I do talk to tribes more in depth, that I understand what's available here at the university.
You alluded to that academia is a world that has its own characteristics. And what are the major obstacles in building a bridge from academia to, say, public service, if you will? What are the biggest obstacles that you'll need to overcome, or you can help others overcome to get on board and do some good?
Well, I guess the main obstacle is just the reward system. So every job, or every endeavor, really has reward systems. And for academia, a lot of it is scholarship. So either obtaining funding or publishing papers, books, things like that contribute, as I say, to the body of knowledge. So that doesn't necessarily involve the community. And there are plenty of academics who have zero community involvement, and there's there's great rewards for that. It's a little bit tougher if you do want to work with communities because there are expectations for a certain amount of scholarship that will be accomplished. And sometimes things get slowed down when you work with communities because you've got to build consensus. But I am absolutely committed to making it work because I've seen research where you didn't really have the community involved, and it's solid research. However, the richness that you get from actually involving the community is 1,000 times better, and it's worth the extra effort.
Newly named the Endowed Professor of American Indian Health at UNMC, she is Dr. Siobhan Westcott and has been my guest today on Live and Local. Thank you very much for your time and for your very hard work coming up here. Welcome to Omaha.
Thank you.